Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're taking a closer look at electric vehicles.
EVs.
Exactly. So, if you've ever thought about trading in your gas guzzler for something a little more eco-friendly, well, this is the episode for you.
We're going to break down everything you need to know.
From the different types of electric vehicles out there to the pros and cons.
Charging, maintenance, you name it, we'll cover it.
We'll even bust a few myths along the way.
Oh, and did you know that electric cars aren't actually a new invention?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been around for over a century.
Wow, that's fascinating. We'll have to get into that later.
Absolutely.
But first things first, when we talk about electric vehicles, we're not just talking about one thing, right?
Nope. There are actually a few different types.
And they all have those acronyms.
Right. It can get a little confusing with all the BEVs, PHEVs, and MHEVs.
So let's break those down. What exactly do those acronyms mean?
So BEV stands for battery electric vehicle.
Okay.
And that's a vehicle that's completely electric.
Runs solely on battery power.
Yep. Then there's the PHEV, which stands for plug-in hybrid electric vehicle.
So that's a combination of electric and gasoline.
Exactly. It has both an electric motor and a traditional gas engine.
Interesting. And what was that last one?
MHEV.
Right, MHEV.
That stands for mild hybrid electric vehicle.
So it's still a hybrid, but
it primarily relies on the gasoline engine, but gets a little boost from an electric motor.
Gotcha. So BEV is all electric. PHEV is like a plug-in hybrid.
Yeah.
And MHEV is a hybrid with a little electric help.
You got it.
Okay. Now let's get to the good stuff.
Why would someone want to make the swoop to electric? What are the big advantages?
Well, one of the biggest advantages is zero emissions.
Good for the environment.
Exactly. Electric cars don't produce any tailpipe emissions, which is a huge plus for the planet.
Especially with all the concerns about air quality these days.
Absolutely. In fact, a typical EV can save over a ton of CO2 emissions per year compared to a similar gasoline car.
Wow. Over a ton. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It makes a significant difference. So that's the environmental benefit. Are there any other perks?
Oh, definitely. There are also some serious cost savings.
Really? I thought electric cars were more expensive.
Well, the initial purchase price might be a bit higher, but you can save a lot of money on fuel and maintenance in the long run.
How so?
Think about it. You're essentially trading expensive gasoline for much cheaper electricity.
Makes sense.
For example, charging an EV for a 60-mile trip could cost you around £2.50.
Okay.
While the same trip in a gasoline car averaging 40 miles per gallon would cost around £7.50 with current fuel prices.
That's a pretty big difference. I can see how those savings would add up over time.
They definitely do. And we haven't even talked about performance yet.
Oh, right. Electric cars are known for being pretty quick, aren't they?
They sure are. They have instant torque, which means they can go from 0 to 60 much faster than many gasoline cars.
So they're zippy?
Plus, they're incredibly smooth and quiet to drive.
Sound like a pretty nice driving experience.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to get why people are making the switch.
It's a whole different way to drive.
But with all this talk about batteries and charging, it feels a bit overwhelming. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the battery, the heart of an electric car.
Okay.
There are different types of batteries, each with its own pros and cons. The most common type is the lithium-ion battery.
Right, I've heard of those.
They're relatively affordable and offer a good balance of performance and range.
But
their capacity can decrease over time.
So they don't last forever.
No battery does, but there are other types of batteries emerging that might change that.
Like what?
There's the LMP battery, which stands for lithium metal polymer.
LMP.
Okay. These batteries are known for their durability, and they're particularly well-suited for frequent use and daily driving.
Sounds good.
But they do require regular charging to maintain their lifespan.
Gotcha. So another thing to consider.
And then there are polymer batteries,
okay,
which are compact and lightweight and perform well in cold weather.
So good for those colder climates.
But they do come at a premium price.
Of course. There's always a trade-off. So each battery type has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly.
It sounds like choosing the right one depends on your individual needs and driving habits.
Absolutely. It's all about finding the right fit for you.
And speaking of finding the right fit, let's talk about charging. I know that's a big concern for many people who are considering electric vehicles.
Yeah, charging is a big one.
I've heard a lot about range anxiety.
Right.
Is that a real problem?
It can be, but it's becoming less of an issue.
How so?
Well, for one, the charging infrastructure is rapidly expanding.
So more charging stations are popping up.
Exactly. You're likely within 25 miles of a rapid charging station almost anywhere you go these days.
Okay, so that's reassuring.
And these stations are popping up everywhere, supermarkets, dedicated charging stations, motorways, you name it.
So longer trips are becoming more feasible.
They are. But even for everyday driving, you'll need to consider your charging options at home.
Right, plugging in at home.
Most electric cars can be plugged into a standard household socket. But a full charge can take a while, maybe even up to 24 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is. So if you're only doing short trips, an overnight charge might be enough.
Just plug it in when you get home and it's ready to go in the morning.
Exactly. But if you need to charge more quickly,
Right, like if you have a longer commute.
then a dedicated home charging station is a good investment.
And how long does it take to charge with a home charging station?
Typically, you can get a full charge in about 8 hours.
Okay, that's much faster. So we've covered home charging, but what about maintenance? I've heard that electric cars are expensive to maintain because of all the technology.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Is it really?
Electric cars can actually be up to 40% cheaper to service than traditional gasoline cars.
Wow, that's a big difference.
There are simply fewer moving parts.
Okay.
No oil changes, no spark plugs, and no exhaust systems to worry about.
Wait, no oil changes at all?
Nope. No oil changes in the traditional
I
sense.
had no idea.
Right.
So what kind of maintenance do electric cars require?
Well, the electric motor and battery are pretty much sealed units designed to last a long time.
How long are we talking?
Manufacturers claim some batteries can last up to 20 years, and they usually come with a warranty of around 8 to 10 years for peace of mind.
Okay, so the battery's pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the car?
You still need to keep an eye on the coolant, which helps regulate the battery's temperature.
Right.
And the transmission fluid brakes also need attention, but they typically last longer in EVs
Why is that?
because of something called regenerative braking.
What's that?
It's a system that uses the motor to slow down the car and captures some of that energy to recharge the battery.
So it's like a self-charging system.
In a way, yeah, it's pretty neat.
It is. Speaking of making driving easier, I have a question about transmissions. Are electric cars automatic?
Yes, all fully electric cars have automatic transmissions.
So no more shifting gears.
Nope, it makes driving much simpler and smoother.
I bet a lot of people appreciate that, especially new drivers.
Absolutely. It
Yeah.
takes the guesswork out of driving.
So we've covered a lot of the basics here.
We have, but there's still so much more to explore.
Like the impact of EVs on the automotive industry.
And the future of electric vehicles.
We'll delve into all of that and more in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
So we've talked about what EVs are, the different types and, you know, the benefits, but I'm curious about the bigger picture. How are electric vehicles impacting the car industry as a whole?
Oh, it's a massive shift. The transition to electric vehicles is shaking things up across the entire industry.
So it's not just about swapping out gas cars for electric ones.
No, it's much more than that. It's about rethinking everything from how we design and manufacture cars to how we use them.
A total paradigm shift.
You could say that, for example, electric vehicles have way fewer parts than traditional gasoline cars,
Okay.
which means the manufacturing process is simpler.
Interesting. So that could change where and how cars are built.
Exactly. We might see entirely new manufacturing hubs emerge.
Wow, that's a huge change.
What?
What about jobs? Are people losing jobs because of this transition?
It's a valid concern. While some traditional automotive jobs might be displaced, the growth of the EV industry is also creating tons of new opportunities.
So it's not just a loss of jobs, it's a shift in the types of jobs.
Exactly. We're seeing a surge in demand for skills related to battery production, software development, and charging infrastructure.
So new jobs are being created to support this new technology.
Precisely. The rise of electric vehicles is transforming the automotive workforce.
And I imagine this shift is also influencing how cars are designed.
Absolutely. Electric powertrains open up a world of possibilities for designers.
How so?
Without the need for a bulky engine and transmission, they can create more spacious interiors and experiment with aerodynamic designs,
Makes sense.
which ultimately improves efficiency and range.
I've seen some of those futuristic electric car designs.
Yeah.
They're pretty wild.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It seems like this technology is pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It really is. And alongside these design advancements, we're seeing a whole connected car ecosystem emerging.
What do you mean by that?
Think about things like smart charging, where your car can automatically charge during off-peak hours to save you money.
Okay.
Or vehicle-to-grid technology where your car can actually send energy back to the grid when needed.
Wow, that's like turning our cars into mobile power stations.
It's pretty amazing technology.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the ongoing progress in autonomous driving features.
Ah, yes. Self-driving cars. It feels like we've been hearing about those forever. Are we any closer to that becoming a reality?
Well, fully autonomous vehicles are still a few years away.
Okay.
But we're already seeing advanced driver assistance systems in many cars today.
Okay.
Features like lane keeping, adaptive cruise control, and even self-parking.
Right. Those are becoming more common.
They are. So even though we're not quite at the point of having fully self-driving cars, the technology is moving in that direction.
It is. And all of this is connected to the move toward electric vehicles.
It's all part of the same revolution.
So this transition to EVs is impacting so many different aspects of the automotive industry.
It's a ripple effect.
What about the role of governments? Are they playing a part in this shift?
Absolutely. Governments around the world are recognizing the importance of supporting the transition to electric vehicles.
How so?
They're implementing policies and incentives to encourage adoption.
Like tax breaks for EV buyers.
Exactly. Subsidies for manufacturers, investments in charging infrastructure, and even setting targets for phasing out gasoline and diesel vehicles.
Wow. So there's a lot of momentum building from a policy standpoint.
There is. And these policies are having a real impact. Sales of electric vehicles are rising steadily.
Right.
And major car manufacturers are committing to electrifying their entire lineups.
It feels like a real tipping point is approaching.
I agree. But this transition to electric vehicles also brings up some important questions about our energy grids.
Like what?
As more people switch to EVs, the demand for electricity will increase significantly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We need to make sure our infrastructure can handle the extra load.
Exactly. We need to invest in renewable energy sources and smart grid technologies.
Right. To ensure we have a sustainable and reliable electricity supply.
To support this electric revolution.
Okay. This is all super fascinating. But I'm trying to bring it back to our listener who might be considering an electric car. What does all of this mean for them?
So the takeaway is this. First, the electric vehicle market is booming.
Okay.
Which means more choices, better technology, and more affordable options.
That's good news for consumers.
It is. Second, the infrastructure is expanding.
More charging stations.
Exactly. Making range anxiety less of a concern.
And third,
the automotive industry is fully on board with this transition.
So we can expect to see even more electric models and innovations in the coming years.
Exactly. It's truly an exciting time to be part of this shift.
It really does feel like we're on the cusp of something big. We've talked a lot about the practical and technological aspects of EVs.
We have.
But I feel like there's also a human side to this story.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, this transition is about people.
Okay.
About how we live, work, and move around.
It's about creating a better world.
Exactly. A cleaner, quieter, and more sustainable world for ourselves and future generations.
That's a powerful message. And it reminds me of something we touched on earlier, the fact that electric cars have been around for over a century.
Right.
It's amazing to think about those early pioneers and their vision for electric transportation.
It is. You might be surprised to learn that the first electric vehicles actually predate gasoline-powered cars.
Really?
Yeah. In the late 19th century, electric cars were gaining popularity.
Wow.
Especially in cities where their quietness and lack of emissions were seen as major advantages.
They were ahead of their time.
In a way, they were. In the early 1900s, electric cars made up a significant portion of the vehicles on the road.
Interesting.
They were especially popular among women because they were easier to start and operate than gasoline cars.
Which required a lot of effort to crank.
Exactly. It was a game changer. But as we know, the story took a turn.
What happened?
The mass production of gasoline-powered cars, coupled with the discovery of vast oil reserves.
So gasoline became more readily available.
Exactly. And that led to a decline in the popularity of electric vehicles.
So the infrastructure and economics of the time favored gasoline.
And electric cars faded into the background.
But the idea never completely disappeared.
Nope. Throughout the 20th century, there were periods of renewed interest in electric cars. Often driven by concerns about oil dependence or environmental pollution.
And now it seems like we've come full circle.
We have. The advancements in battery technology, coupled with growing concerns about climate change and air quality, have brought electric vehicles back into the spotlight.
And this time it feels like they're here to stay.
I think so. The momentum is undeniable.
This has been such a fascinating journey. through the past, present, and future of electric vehicles.
It has.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'd like to leave our listener with something to think about. Imagine you could travel back in time and have a conversation with those early pioneers of electric vehicles. What would you ask them? What insights would you want to gain from their experiences? And we're back for the final part of our electric vehicle deep dive.
It's been a really interesting journey so far, wouldn't you say, exploring this world?
It really has. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground, from understanding what an EV is, the different types, the advantages, how they work, their impact on the automotive industry, even that fascinating history of those early electric cars.
And now it's time to look ahead. What does the road ahead look like for electric vehicles? What's on the horizon, the trends, the innovations, all that?
I'm ready to find out. What's next for EVs?
One of the most exciting areas is battery technology.
Right, that makes sense.
We're seeing constant improvement in battery capacity, charging speed, lifespan, you name it.
It's gotta be key, right? Those batteries.
Absolutely. And there's this thing called solid state batteries. They hold immense promise.
I've heard of those. They're supposed to be safer and more energy dense.
Exactly. And that translates to a longer range for electric vehicles and much faster charging times.
So, like, imagine charging your EV is as quick as filling up your gas tank.
Precisely. No more range anxiety, no more hanging out at charging stations for hours.
That would be a game changer for sure.
Yeah.
What else is coming down the pipeline?
Well, another big trend is the integration of AI and machine learning into electric vehicles.
Their bike cars are going to get even smarter.
Yep. Think more sophisticated driver assistance systems, personalized features, and even predictive maintenance.
Like, my car will know when it needs a tune-up before I do.
Pretty much. It'll be able to anticipate potential issues before they even arise.
That's incredible. How about autonomous driving? Where does that fit into the future of EVs?
Autonomous driving and electrification go hand in hand. While we're not quite there yet with fully self-driving cars, all the advancements in sensors, software connectivity, you know, all that.
Yeah.
It's essential for both autonomous driving and electric vehicles.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
EVs are leading the way to a future where cars can drive themselves.
And as these advancements continue, we'll see electric vehicles playing a bigger role in all sorts of sectors.
Not just personal cars?
No, think ride-sharing, public transportation, delivery fleets, all of it.
It's not just about owning a car. It's about changing how we move around as a society.
Exactly. It's about building a more sustainable, efficient, and connected transportation ecosystem.
Okay, so much to think about. But let's bring it back to our listener who might be on the fence about making the switch to an EV. What advice would you give them?
I'd say do your homework research, different models, take some test drives, talk to EV owners, get their firsthand experiences.
Good advice.
And don't be afraid to wait for the right vehicle for your needs and budget. The EV market is evolving rapidly, but one thing is clear, the future of transportation is electric, and it's going to be exciting.
I completely agree. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of electric vehicles. We've covered so much ground.
We have.
Hopefully our listeners feel a bit more informed and empowered to make their own decisions about their transportation choices.
Whether they're thinking about going electric or just curious about this amazing technology.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to learn more about electric vehicles, we've got some great resources linked in the show notes. And hey, if you're ready to experience an EV firsthand, why not visit Underwoods Motoring? They've got a wide selection of electric models and offer test drives, so you can really get a feel for what it's like to drive electric.
They do have a great reputation for their knowledge and expertise.
Well, that wraps up another deep dive, folks. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Until next time.
Keep those minds curious and stay tuned for our next deep dive into a whole new topic. See.